Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We've got the Justice family up. They're going to be singing He's the Melody Maker from their 50th anniversary CD, and we enjoy this song. Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen. Yeah, man. All right. That's the Justice family helping us out on the broadcast today. We're going to go now to part two of the message where we're preaching on blind Bartimaeus. Every single one of us have an earthly relationship, but not every single one of us have a heavenly relationship. Some of us this morning are saved by the grace of God. We've seen the light, been born again with the glorious Savior. But can I tell you, they son this morning that's never been born again, never been saved. They've got an earthly relationship. They do have a earthly father, but they don't have a heavenly father because they never asked him to be. Number two, I want you to see this. There's identification of a blessed master. Look at verse number 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Notice the blessed opportunity here. This identification of the blessed master brings him to this blessed opportunity. You say, how did that opportunity take place? When Jesus heard that there was one in need.
Can I tell you, there's blessed opportunity every time that you humble yourself. You'll find a blessed opportunity every time you'll get outside of your comfort zone, amen, and slip out a little bit and say, I tell you, I don't care what everybody else thinks. I don't care what's going on around me. I just want to get to Jesus. Despite the crowd, despite the environment, old blind Bartimaeus said, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And it was those words that caused him to have a blessed opportunity. Notice this. This blessed opportunity, he said, I've been blind all these years, but now there's an opportunity for me to receive sight. There's an opportunity for me to see the light. But that blessed opportunity seems to resonate a little bit when it comes to a bountiful obeisance. You say, what do you mean, preacher, by the word obeisance? Well, that word obeisance is connected to reverence. I want you to think about this for just a moment. I believe that blind Bartimaeus, when he heard that it was Jesus, was overwhelmed with obeisance, meaning he reverenced the Lord, and he respected who he was. Now, I believe that because he heard about him, but notice this, that he identifies him as Lord, not just as Lord, but he says this, Jesus of Nazareth. Bartimaeus is connected Jesus with his earthly birth. You say, what are you talking about? No doubt that Jesus was a man from Nazareth, but he was born in Bethlehem. Amen. He was, no doubt, look, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say that this wasn't a ghost. This wasn't no spirit to come through there. Amen. It was the Lord Jesus Christ in a physical body. Amen. And the Lord, as he's passing through Jericho, he stopped to a real beggar. Amen. A real blind man. A real person. Now, blind Bartimaeus is connecting Jesus with his earthly birth. But then we see Bartimaeus shows great reverence to the Lord. Notice what he calls him. He says, Jesus, thou son of David. Now, Jesus was a name that was not given by man. I want you to think about that, what I'm saying. He's speaking in great reverence when he calls him Jesus, because Jesus was not a name that was given by man. Jesus was a name that was given by the Lord. You say, what are you talking about? Over there in the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son. Y'all with me? And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Notice this right here. For he shall save his people from their sins. Yes, Jesus had a physical birth. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ was no doubt 100% man. But can I go ahead and tell you this morning, amen, Jesus Christ was not just a man. Thank God, he was 100% God while being 100% man. You say, what are you saying this morning, preacher? I'm talking about the fact that blind Bartimaeus identified who the Lord Jesus Christ was. He was not just a man, but he was a God man. Jesus means the Lord is salvation. And Bartimaeus, calling on the Lord by his name, Jesus was announcing to the world that he believed that Jesus was who he says he was. He's not just a man. He is the Lord. He's not just a man, but he was, I think he's identifying it as like this. He's the Messiah. So what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that blind Bartimaeus sitting by the highway side begging was crying out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. But he is unlocking the prophecies of old. He is saying, look here, I'll tell you, I don't care what the town thinks. This is my Lord. He's a Messiah. He's come to rescue me. Remember what Matthew said? He's come to save his people from their sins, amen. And we understand that David was a king. He goes on to say this. Now, blind Bartimaeus, he didn't stop right there with just calling him Jesus, but he goes on to say, thou son of David. And we understand that David was a king. And at this point, Bartimaeus was identified by him as the Lord, but now he is identifying the prophecy of the Lord by the fact that Jesus was born into a king's family. And I go ahead and tell you, he wasn't just born into a king's family, but he came from the king, amen. the Christ. Oh, Lord, you get that, amen, one of these days, amen. He came from the King. He is the King of glory, amen. Listen, meaning that Jesus is the rightful heir to the throne of David as a descendant of the king. Matthew chapter number 1, verse 20, the angel called Joseph a son of David. Mary, her lineage is out of her father being Heli. Let me give you this right here. Her daddy was the son of David, amen. They're heir, on both sides. I mean, Joseph being the supposed daddy of the Lord. Okay, he was not the Lord's biological dad by no means. Just a father figure to help Mary during that time. But can I tell you, hallelujah. Amen, I want you to know this. Had he been aligned that way, on both sides, he'd been all right. When it comes to being a heir to the throne of David. If we're going to expect great help this morning, I want you to know this, that at this point, where the blind beggar says, "Thou son of David," oh, how this speaks to us. Because we're not going to expect any help from God if we want him to save us and we want God to change our life. We're going to have to understand this. We're going to have to identify with the Lord. In other words, you're going to have to know who he is. If you don't know who he is this morning, you'll never get any help. If you don't know who he is, you can't get help from the moon god. You're not going to get help from Buddha this morning. You ain't going to get help from Muhammad. You ain't going to get no help from them people. Can I tell you this morning, if you'll identify with the right source. In other words, if you don't go to the water fountain where there's water, amen, you'll never get no water. But I want you to know this morning, that blind Bartimaeus is sitting by the highway side. And boy, I believe his ears perked up when the crowd began to say, "Hey, there's a one coming. There's a man coming. There's a man coming to Jericho. There's a man leaving Jericho." And he begins to say, "Who is he that's coming?" They begin to say, "Well, he calls himself Jesus." Oh, can I tell you, maybe blind Bartimaeus had sit close enough to the city of God to hear enough prophecy to know that there was one coming who's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm unworthy to bear. And like John the Baptist said, hey, maybe he'd have been there. I don't know. Maybe he heard John preaching, "There's one coming, amen, that's greater than I." I don't know, but I will tell you this, what I do know this. When he heard them words, he said, "Oh, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." I tell you, I believe this morning, he's not just a man. No, he's the Messiah. He's not just a miracle. No, he's the master. He's not just a mystery. No, he's the morning light. Thank God, he'll show you everything in illumination. We've looked at the identification of the blind man and the identification of the blessed master. But let's look for just a moment now at the identification of the crowd. Look at verse number 48. Verse 48 says, "And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me." I want you to notice specifically this morning that the crowd was saying something to him. The Bible said that he charged him to be quiet. Can I tell you, I believe that you could say it this way, and I'm not trying to change the King James Bible by no means. It's always right. Even when I'm wrong, it's right. But what if you said it this way? The crowd commanded him to be quiet. The crowd commanded him to be quiet. And by this opportunity, there's an opportunity that's passing by. And the crowd is saying to this blind man, "Just be quiet. Don't speak up too loud. You don't want to cause a disturbance. You don't want to bother the master. You just be quiet." You know why I'm telling you this morning? The crowd out there is always going to see you for who you are. You're going to always be identified as that man who walked the streets of some place and you messed up, and they'll always take you to the place where you're broken. They'll always take you to the place where you're begging. They'll always take you to the place where you're down and out. They're always taking you. Hey, have you noticed that the world's crowd seems to identify you with them?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.